In the heart of East Chattanooga, Purpose Point Community Health is a new clinic serving uninsured patients as an all-inclusive center for health and wellness. The executive director is Catherine Jeter, who is also a Hamilton County Commissioner.
Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about Purpose Point.
Purpose Point Community Resource Center is the nonprofit arm of the Mount Canaan Baptist Church here in the city of Chattanooga. Mount Canaan Baptist Church is one of the churches here that has a long, wonderful, rich history, over 75 years. Pastor Tanae Jordan Sr. is our senior pastor, and he has a big, bold vision of impacting and affecting the community. And so part of that is, with that vision, was creating a nonprofit where we could provide resources and services to individuals in the community around two focuses. And one of those was early childhood education and development, and the other one was health and wellness. And so those are our two intentional, and I say intentional because we have over 1,600 nonprofits here in our city. And all of them do such amazing work. And I think when you look at, not by accident, that nonprofits are driven by their mission statement or their purpose statement. And so for us, we are very intentional in why God has called us to do this work. And so it's around trying to help young mothers and young fathers with their newborn babies from cradle all the way up to adulthood to be able to provide those necessary resources so that they can have a good life and a well life. And then the other, like I said, is the health and well-being. Many times, many people in our communities are struggling to have access to affordable health care. Because we did not expand 10-care Medicaid in the state of Tennessee, many adults in the city of Chattanooga, as well as in the state of Tennessee, still find themselves uninsured. And so for those reasons, we knew that there was a need, a high need, to provide a unique way of providing access to medical care. So that's where our Purpose Point Community Health Clinic comes into play.
And you recently announced two new hires that are going to be quite a step up for Purpose Point and its mission.
Yes, we did. We are so proud to welcome and announce our medical director, Dr. Adrian Strickland, who is currently a staff hospitalist with CHI Memorial, and Dr. Candy Richardson, who is our medical champion, who's also with CHI Memorial, who works in the emergency room department there. Both of them come with rich experience in the medical profession and field, but they come with such a heartfelt service to this community, wanting to be able to help with the vulnerable population and directly impact with helping to address these health disparities that specifically exist in this zip code 37406, which is where the clinic resides, but more so all over our city. Again, so many people are experiencing a lot of challenges, unique challenges, not only right now during this pandemic, but even ongoingly, they're experiencing a lot of challenges. And so that's something that Purpose Point Community Health wants to uniquely address.
Most people, when they hear the title medical director, they can kind of figure out what that is, but we should explain what we mean by medical champion.
Yeah, that's something. Thank you so much for asking that, because I was wondering when somebody would ask me why medical champion, especially associated with a community clinic. And I think that is so relevant and so important, and especially I hope it shows to the community a difference for us. And we say that is because we want this individual, Dr. Richardson, and she fits this position so well with her personality and her heart and her spirit. But we knew that it was going to be important for somebody to champion the work that we're doing here internally within Purpose Point Community Health, but also for the community. Again, we're opening a faith-based charitable health clinic. And so the cusp of that, or the bulk of that, is providing quality, holistic, compassionate healthcare to uninsured adults. And so it's really important that before day one, before we open our doors, is that we have from our medical professionals that are going to be coming in to our doors and servicing the community, is that we have someone that's leading that, that's championing that, and that really embodies that. And so that's what Dr. Richardson is doing. That she's championing our purpose. She's leading the medical professionals that are going to be working here at Purpose Point Community Health in terms of providing the medical care. And she's championed the work that we're going to be doing with our clients and partnering with them in terms of improving their health and their well-being.
How much work are you doing already before they are coming on board? And then where do you see that work going once they are fully on board?
So Purpose Point Community Health, we actually did a soft opening back here in September of 2019. So we've been in existence prior to COVID-19 hitting our community. And our focus is to serve the overall well-being of a person. So our goal of the center is to be very comprehensive in terms of how we partner with individuals in our community in providing them access to care. And what I mean by that is our objectives are this three things, and they're not simple, but three things in the sense that that's what we're charged to do for this community and for the city. And one of those is, again, is to open a clinic where we're going to be providing primary and acute care for adults 18 and over. So if you're a person that's uninsured and you're over the age of 18, you can come to the clinic and see one of our medical providers. The other two things are the things that we've been doing prior to the pandemic hitting us. One of those include health and wellness education activities and support. So again, that's going back to serving that overall well-being of a person. We know that if we are going to be intentional and serious on partnering with individuals and seeing them and meeting them where they're at, it's going to take more than just coming in and seeing a doctor and getting a prescription and treating them just for their physical ailments. Our purpose statement is to promote the development of healthier communities by providing physical, spiritual, and emotional care. We really want our patients to know that we love them, we see them, and that we're here to walk with them on this journey and equip them and engage them on providing those necessary resources that are going to slowly start changing their health and their well-being. So that's providing things such as we just started a community garden here in our facility and in the community for the community. If you don't have access to nutritious fruits and vegetables, well, we get that. This zip code is a zip code that is one that is a food desert, so it doesn't have at this present time a grocery store. So access to those nutritious food items is a barrier. So we want to say we understand that, we see that. So here's an opportunity through this community garden that we have are providing and starting here at Purpose Point. It's open to our patients. It's open to the community. Beyond that, just besides opening a community garden, we understand that it's going to take maybe helping you to maybe learn how to prepare nutritious and healthy meals. If you're a diabetic, or you just found out you're a diabetic, it's understanding not only about the diabetes education, but it's also going beyond that and understanding how do I eat more diabetic-friendly meals and things like that. So those are the types of things that we've been offering even well before the pandemic is exercise classes, cooking classes, partnering with other nonprofits and agencies here in our community where they can come and provide hearing screenings, HIV testing, those types of things. We want, again, to be very holistic in making sure that our patients and those in the community, that they're able to access and get the necessary resources that they need.
And every day you see evidence of the disparities that you were talking about earlier, disparities that existed long before the pandemic, but that the pandemic has only magnified, especially when it comes to Black and Brown communities in this city.
So true. Yeah, so true. The disparities, you know, I was having a conversation, many conversations since the pandemic has hit. The pandemic only basically revealed or exposed those disparities even more. They didn't create them. They just exposed them. And so it's for agencies like Purpose Point and individuals like myself who serve in this field, it behooves us to really, again, be creative. I think it's now the approaches that we take. The healthcare system is forever changing. It's always changing. And I think we have to really be creative on how we start to really meet these disparities and meet these challenges. I think one of the things that the reason why I'm connected to Purpose Point and reason why I'm doing this work is because I know it's got to take a different approach. We no longer can expect patients to come to us. We have to go to them. So that's why Purpose Point is, again, intentionally going into the heart of the community. We're in a church, right? I mean, we're not in a traditional setting. We're in the heart of a community and partnering with the church. Our clinic is located in a church to, one, create a trust in the community to say, you know, we're here, we're in your neighborhood, we're walking the streets with you to get to know you. And I think that's the approach that healthcare has got to start going to really be able to, especially in our vulnerable populations, the African-American community being one of those, to really start to change the needle on where some of these disparities are going to go and change.
And for people who want more information, where can they go online? And also, where can they call?
To call, they can contact us at 423-541-5950. And online, they can go to our website, which is www.purpose-point.org.
All right. Catherine, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Really appreciate it.